It's no surprise that the wealthier you are, the longer you're likely to live. But new research out today finds the gap in life expectancy between the rich and the poor has grown. It also finds that if you're poor, how long you live may have a lot to do with where you live. So the poor in Tulsa don't live as long on average as the poor in San Francisco. Michael Stepner is a co-author of the study. He's based at MIT. And Michael, what else are we learning?
So we're able to provide a more detailed picture than has been available of that ever before in the United States. And so we can both tell you how large those gaps are between the very richest Americans and the very poorest Americans, as well as how fast those gaps have been growing.
Great. Give us some information. How big is the gap?
So the richest men in America are living 15 years longer than the poorest men in America. For women, that gap is 10 years. Just to give you a sense of how large that is, the gap in life expectancy between a lifetime smoker and someone who's never smoked a cigarette is about 10 years. So we're talking pretty large gaps here.
Huh. You also found that location matters quite a bit when it comes to life expectancy for the poor. Where are the biggest gaps there as far as geography goes?
As far as geography goes, they're a little bit different from what people have identified in past work on, say, upward mobility or different aspects of income inequality. We see that the lowest life expectancy places for low-income Americans are in Nevada and in this geographic belt that connects Michigan to Kansas, kind of looping down through that area of the United States.
Straight through the center. And why is that?
One of the most pervasive patterns that we see is that places with poor health behaviors, high rates of smoking, high rates of obesity, low rates of exercise, are consistently areas with poor life expectancy for the poor in the United States. Some other factors that you would have thought might be correlated, like the lack of health insurance, just don't seem to explain these patterns. So health behaviors are one of the key factors that we found are associated with these national patterns and with these low life expectancy areas.
Well, maybe one of the most compelling parts of your study shows that there are some places where the poor live almost as long as the middle class and the rich do, or that have seen rising life expectancy in recent years. If you take a look at bigger, wealthier cities like New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco, you see those trends. And interestingly, in smaller cities like Birmingham, Alabama. So what do we know about why that is?
That's a great question. And one thing you might have thought is that it might be hard to be poor in some of these really expensive cities like New York City. Mm-hmm. New York City is an expensive place to live. On the flip side, New York City is a place that has high government expenditures, highly educated population. And in particular, in New York, you have a pretty selected group of people who are choosing to live there, high rates of immigrants. So you could tell a couple stories. And in this paper, we don't pick apart that one causal factor that tells us this is why New York City is doing great. But we're really hoping that with all of the data we've published, that public health researchers and other researchers interested in this topic, which we think is very important, are going to dig in and try to assess what are the things that tie together these places that have rising life expectancy.
And then if you look at one of those smaller cities that I mentioned, Birmingham, Alabama, which is credited with expanding access to vaccines, giving free mammograms in poor neighborhoods. But then you've got cities like Detroit, Las Vegas, Tulsa, who just don't do as well. So to wrap up, what would you advocate that some of these cities on the lower end of the life expectancy chart would do to help their citizens?
So I want to be cautious in advocating policy because we have a correlational study. That being said, the correlations between health behaviors and life expectancy for low-income Americans are very strong. And so there's suggestive evidence that interventions that improve health behaviors, such as reducing smoking rates, would be successful. The one thing that I do want to highlight is that a lot of the conversation on reducing inequality in health in the United States has focused at the national level. But our paper suggests that there is a large opportunity for local targeted policies to address these gaps and improve life expectancies for low-income Americans.
Michael Stepner is one of the co-authors of the study at MIT, published today in the Journal of American Medical Association. Michael, thanks very much.
Thank you.